So 2019 marks the second year for Vivid's Tumbalong Lights, the festival's inclusive precinct. So Tumbalong Lights involves a collaboration between artists with a disability and groups, schools and communities that cater for those with special needs. This year's theme is centred around the 50th anniversary of the lunar landing, featuring five space-themed installations. And I'm joined by Anna Town from Cushman & Wakefield, which is Vivid's access and inclusion partner for the Tumbalong Lights exhibition. And she's here to tell us a little bit more about the program. Good morning, Anna.
Hey, good morning, Nicole.
And can you start by just telling us what Cushman & Wakefield is and what you do there?
Yeah, sure. I'm the head of marketing and communications at Cushman & Wakefield, and we're a property services company. We're global. We've got 51,000 people around the world, and we provide real estate solutions for both investors and occupiers of real estate. And we're really excited to be the access and inclusion partner for Vivid Sydney for the third year in a row. And, you know, it's really important for us to partner with Destination New South Wales to make sure Vivid Sydney is as inclusive and as accessible as possible for all members of the community.
And so this is the second year of Tumbalong Lights. And I just was wondering how this collaboration between Cushman and Wakefield and Vivid began and how it's transpired over the past 2 years.
Yeah, it's been a whole lot of fun. It's been a collaboration of 3 years in the making, and it's really been a collaboration between the property industry. So we've got a whole lot of like-minded organisations in the property sector who also value inclusion. It's ourselves, Cushman & Wakefield, the ARA Group, Charter Hall, Minter Ellison, Suncorp and Westpac. And we kind of all came together with a big ideation session. We brought together people from the creative industries, the technology industries, from the disability sector, and really thought, how can we create a really inclusive play experience that really allows everybody to play, participate and belong and experience the magic of Vivid Sydney, no matter what level of their ability? So Tumbalong Lights has been designed based on universal design principles. But it's been designed for everybody. So, you know, all kids, big and small, families, visitors to Sydney can come and experience Tumbalong Lights.
Is that something that has been missing in the past on the Vivid program, that ability for everyone to interact with works?
Well, I think Destination New South Wales has been working, you know, for a number of years to make sure the event is as inclusive and accessible for everybody. So as part of our access and inclusion partnership, we provide accessible infrastructure. So there's wheelchair ramps, there's accessible viewing areas, there's Auslan interpreters that are part of the Vivid Ideas program, and there's also support for people with visual impairment. So I think there's absolutely a movement towards inclusion in for big festivals like Vivid Sydney, but we really wanted to create something special and something designated that really catered for kids with special needs and disability.
So speaking about Tumbalong Lights specifically, so it's based off the 50th anniversary of the lunar landing. Can you tell us a little bit about what the works are and what they look like?
Yeah, look, they're absolutely beautiful. And it is themed around the 50th anniversary of the lunar landing. So one of the installations, we invite people to come and sit in a wheelchair and experience a ride for 3 minutes that takes them to outer space and back. And this is called To the Moon and Back. And what we wanted to do was kind of have everybody on a level playing field so that everybody got the opportunity to experience what it's like to be in a wheelchair. And you'd be amazed at the number of people that sort of come off the experience after 3 minutes and say, wow, my arms are hurting. You know, that was a lot of effort to get myself around in a wheelchair for just 3 minutes. So for us, that was sort of really important, I guess, to raise awareness and raise a conversation for what it's like to live with a disability permanently. So that's one of them. We've got a giant alien visitor who stands 6 metres tall, and you can interact with this alien, which is absolutely beautiful, lovely colours, and has a musical component as well, which really requires low physical effort. So you can sort of wave your hands in front of sensors and music plays, and it's quite a beautiful experience. We've also got something called Spaceballs, which is based on an old school kind of marble run, and it's kind of an intergalactic planet experience where kids can put balls through plastic tubes and turn wheels and push buttons, and so there's a lot of cause and effect there, which is one of the universal design principles. And we've got See What I See, which uses really advanced facial recognition technology. so you can scan your face. And then we've collaborated with Digby Webster, who's a Sydney-based design visual artist, and he creates these most amazing paintings with vibrant colours. And so he's created 30 sets of faces, 30 sets of eyes, 30 sets of noses, and you scan your face and see your face projected on this giant screen in Digby's art form. So we're inviting people to see the world how Digby sees it. And then we've also got Under the Milky Way, which is a beautiful kind of tunnel entrance. We're inviting people to come and walk under the Milky Way, which has been inspired by Indigenous artists. And last but not least, we've got a collaboration with Bus Stop Films, and they've produced a stop animation movie, which is called One Giant Leap. And this has been a really wonderful collaboration with Bus Stop Films, who support artists with an intellectual disability in making films.
So Vivid opened last night. How did people interact with the works? Was it exciting to watch?
Yeah, it was really exciting. We were down there last night. Our whole team was down there. We've got a huge army of volunteers, if you like. I think we're going to have 400 volunteers across the 23
wow.
days. And it was just wonderful to see all the kids, you know, running up to the installations and experiencing, you know, the creativity and the outcome of what this collaboration has been. I think we had 10,000 people come through Tumbalong Lights last night on first night, which was really exciting. But it's such a wonderful big space down in Tumbalong Park. It didn't feel too busy or didn't feel too crowded. And I guess that's one of the ways that we've tried to design this based on the universal design principles, is that there's lots of space to move around. It's really flexible. It's easy to use. It's equitable. And it doesn't require a lot of physical effort to interact with the installations, so everybody can come along and enjoy it.
Yeah, what I like about Tumbalong Lights is that it's accessible, but you invite, obviously, everyone to enjoy it together. And what are you hoping that kind of facilitating that kind of connection for people with disabilities and those who also don't have disabilities creates in terms of conversation and, yeah.
Yeah, I think, I mean, that was really one of the drivers, was to elevate the conversation around inclusion and elevate the conversation around inclusion in the context of major events like Vivid Sydney. I think it's really important that, you know, everybody in the community gets the opportunity to come down and be part of Vivid Sydney, because it's such a wonderful, magical festival. It's the largest in the Southern Hemisphere. And being there on opening night last night, from Secular Quay down to Tumbalong Lights, there's some absolutely magnificent installations that, you know, really everybody should be able to experience.
100%. I couldn't agree more. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Tumbalong Lights is at Tumbalong Park in Darling Harbour and is open last night and is until June 15th and is free.